Who knew that it was possible today, but it is true. This is the news, according to me. So, who knew it was possible? I didn't know I was going to be able to do this today. However, we are able to do another show today. I posted a show earlier today that was actually done on, got recorded on Saturday, if I remember correctly. And I'm sure some of you are tuning in trying to, you know, just wondering what in the world is in my cup. I have chai. I have a chai latte. I carried it with me. I am currently in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Yeah, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, whatever that is. I don't know what I don't know what a Wilkes-Barre is, and I'm not sure what I don't know if you're supposed to eat a Wilkes-Barre. Is it like a blueberry, or is it? And then you got Scranton, which I'm not sure. That sounds like something you'd wipe off your shoe. So I'm not sure exactly what. You know, I got some Scranton on my shoe. Yeah, gotta wipe that off. So I'm not sure exactly where I am, other than I'm in Pennsylvania. Be heading back home tonight. I'll probably be getting into home roll around 3 o'clock in the morning. If I drove, I would probably get there around 1 o'clock in the morning. But I'm not, so I have to fly, which gets me into Chicago around midnight, which is 1 o'clock my time. Right now it is, by the way, it's 5:24 Eastern Standard Time on Monday, August 2nd. And this is the news according to me. And the reason I just decided to pop in and do a show real quick here, because there's some interesting developments happening. And the more this stuff keeps happening, the more concerned I am about the claims of the effectiveness of the vaccine. Now, you know, Mr. Vice President, the former Vice President Biden, has said unequivocally in front of other news commentators, if you have the vaccine, you're not going to get the virus. You're not going to get COVID if you have the vaccine. More and more people of high profile are, and we probably don't know the half of this yet. Personally, in my opinion, I don't think we know half of what is going on in terms of who has been vaccinated, who's being tested positive with COVID. It's very strange to me that they want to have the vaxxed individuals mask up again, and they're blaming the unvaxxed for the spread. The unvaxxed are the zombies all of a sudden. There's two developments that happened today that I really wanted to talk about, and I may talk about a third, possibly, just because I can. It's my show, and I've got, you know, 25 minutes here to talk. So one of the things that happened this morning, it was a really interesting segment. Mark Dice has this thing he does on Mondays. It's called Man on the Street Monday. He goes out on the street and he videos these interviews with people. And a lot of times he'll do petitions for certain things. Like he'll say that he'll go out and I think last week it was more of a funny one, because he would go out and say, you know, Webster's Dictionary is talking about removing the word gullible from the dictionary. And he was asking people about what they thought about that. And he might have even had him signing a petition for that, you know, to keep the word gullible in the dictionary. A lot of people didn't know what it was. Like, oh, I don't know what, I never use the word gullible. I don't know what, they were like, might as well not, you know, get rid of it, because I'm not sure it's. So a few people caught it. They're like, oh yeah, so like I'm gullible, they caught it, they caught on to what was going on. A few people did the same thing with him this week, but this week was much more serious, and it was actually more alarming because of the nature of which the petition was for. The petition was for, and get this, for rounding up and jailing, imprisoning anyone who's an anti-vaxxer or anyone who has not gotten the COVID vaccine. And people were signing this petition. Some of them were cheering as they were doing it. Yeah, lock them up. Now, think about that. That mentality. There were a few people, probably three or four people in this segment, that actually, you know, they realized the ridiculousness of this, and they were like, oh, that's fascism. And they would just walk off, and they were mad. He didn't have a chance to tell them. It was, you know, how the one guy, you know, at the end, he has this guy that says, it sounds like a joke. Is this a joke? And he goes, yeah, it is a joke. He got me. And he, you know, but it was surprising, shocking, alarming, the number of people who were willing to put their name, birthday, and their signature on this petition. That mentality is out there. And that is a mentality that's being created by the narrative powers that be, the narrative creators. They don't realize, oh, maybe they do, but it's almost as if they want a division with a civil war in our country. Because this kind of rhetoric and this kind of ridiculousness is where we're leading with this. And I genuinely believe that. I'm not promoting it. I'm not saying it's a good idea. War of any kind is not good. I'm just saying that's what's on the forefront. If we continue down this road of groupthink, divide and conquer, stay in power at any cost. And that is actually what's happening, in my opinion. The state of this. Now, he was off in California. I believe he was in the Los Angeles area when he was doing these interviews. So, you know, depending on what part of the town you're in, what part of, you know, the country, the state he's in, the county, that kind of thing, he's going to get more liberal views than others. But it was shocking to me. Now, interestingly enough, we have also, this just came out in the news this afternoon. I just saw this. This is kind of what sparked me to do this podcast today. The most recent person to get COVID, fully vaxxed individual, just tested positive, was Lindsey Graham. Now, of course, you know, many, many people of high profile before the vaccination was even available were getting COVID. Many, many people didn't die from it. I guarantee you are going to hear that, well, his symptoms aren't bad because he had the vaccination. Now, let me explain, because this is the kind of rhetoric that is out there. Here's one of the things that was said recently. One of the headlines: COVID deaths double over the weekend because of unvaccinated individuals. COVID deaths doubled over the weekend. Now, I don't know exactly what their matrix is. Doubled from compared to what? This is where it gets very difficult. From a day-to-day basis or from last weekend? Because here's the number of deaths. Out of 450,000 people in this town that they were talking about, the city that they were talking about, or 440,000, I guess it was, in the population of the city. And of course, they talk about the number of cases, but we're not going to go there. The number of deaths that occurred went from 2 to 4. Now, is there a comorbidity issue? 9 times out of 10, there is. Very few people, actually probably more than that, it's a higher percentage actually than that. Very few people die from just COVID. I recently talked to a friend of mine. This is a story, I'll just tell you a little story here. A friend of mine was talking about this guy that he knew, that he was a smoker. And he was probably upper 50s. Heavy smoker. But he was, you know, according to my friend, he said, well, he probably would have lived another 10, 15 years. Who knows? He got COVID, and 3 weeks later, he was gone. Well, here's the problem with this what-if stuff. This could have been. This would have happened. This straw man, straw situational stuff. The supposed stuff that could happen. Here's the problem with this stuff. We don't know. I'll tell you a story, and I think I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. We don't know if that guy had any kind of comorbidity issues. Maybe he already had some form of cancer. Maybe he had something else going on that wasn't diagnosed. I know of a man who was in charge of a medical facility, medical system, the whole health system, the CEO, came down with COVID. He's my age. He got very, very ill, was on a ventilator, was receiving the best care that the hospital system could give him. They were trying to do everything perfectly and everything right. Usually when people go on a ventilator, they don't come back from that. The high majority of people who go on ventilators do not survive. He survived. He pulled through, came back. Very difficult situation, very, very difficult time in his life. But he persevered. He fought back. He survived. About a month later, he found out that he had a form of cancer that was fairly progressed to the point where he had it before he got COVID. They were doing some other tests. He had some other issues. They thought it, so they were just going to do some other tests to do some background. Found out that he had another type of cancer. So he had a comorbidity, pretty serious one, that was unknown. And I'm afraid that a lot of the people who have had COVID and died from it, the COVID was just escalated and increased the fragility that was there. So it's very difficult for me when I hear people saying all the what-if stuff. This comes back to the whole mask thing too as well. Because the numbers here, now when we're now, because like I said on my last show or this morning, talked about the death toll numbers, why we're not seeing the death toll counter anymore. It's not dramatic enough, apparently. There's two things. One, it's not dramatic enough, and the other thing is that they don't want that to be a part of the Biden administration. That was all part of, because they could blame the deaths on Trump before. Now they can't. Now things were on the downturn. They were, COVID was kind of on the down. Things were coming back. They were opening up. And now all of a sudden they're talking about closing down again. Mask mandates, whether you've been vaxxed or not. And of course, if you haven't been vaxxed, you can't even leave your house to go get groceries. Nobody goes to the grocery store unless you've been vaxxed. Ridiculous. This is ridiculous stuff. And you have a mentality now among the population, a certain percentage of people, who believe that unvaxxed should be jailed, imprisoned, punished, separated from society. And they make no effort, by the way, of talking about the efficiency or the effectiveness of having had COVID and having the antibodies. Now, it's I want to be very clear that the studies that are showing right now are becoming more and more clear that having had COVID looks like it is actually, it's being more effective in fighting off a second infection or the Delta variant. And that's not studies you're going to hear about in this country. That's India and Israel. The Delta variant did not start in this country. It came here, probably across our southern border, possibly, or from an airplane. Who knows? But we've got people pouring into the border. They're not even testing them. They're just shuffling them into the interior of the country. And we're wondering why we have more disease cropping up. Things like monkeypox and all kinds of other things happening. There's no filter. There's no controls at all on our border right now. Unless you're coming from Cuba, they'll send you back. Because the people who come are fleeing Cuba, coming here, are people who want liberty. They understand. I think they have a better understanding, at least. Recently, there's a guy on YouTube. By the way, I want to try to get this channel back to the point where I'm reporting on what other news organizations are reporting. More like a collective. Not so much me reporting the news, but reporting on what other people are reporting on the news. Because it's supposed to be the news about the news. And I've kind of gotten away from that a little bit on my mission statement. So I want to kind of return back to that. There's this guy named Steve Pachenik, whatever his name is. He was saying some things coming up on the election and after the election. And he supposedly was an ex-CIA guy. Interesting individual. And I don't... I think he's got a little bit of a... He's got some credibility issues. Nothing major. But I have some questions about some of the things the guy said. Now, he's been wrong on some things. Let's just put it that way. Which is fine. I've been wrong on some things, too. Everybody's wrong at some point in their life. He came out recently and was talking about some of the issues that are out there with the narratives and the way the media is playing all this stuff. And I need to go back and listen to his little blurb again. It was like a 7-minute long thing, talking about some interesting points with regard to the individual liberties that we have in this country and how our country was founded on individual liberties. And I totally wholeheartedly agree with the guy on that issue. And that's the thing that I think we lose track of, because we keep hearing this stuff about democracy. Oh, it's a threat to our democracy. That word never used to be used when I was a kid. It was always a threat to the republic. Like our Pledge of Allegiance says, to the republic for which it stands, by which it stands. Because it's a republic. The word democracy does not even appear in our Constitution or Bill of Rights or preamble. It does not appear for a reason. Because the founders did not want there to be any confusion about this. This is not a majority rule country. Leaders are not supposed to be elected to rule based on the majority. They are supposed to be elected to represent individuals and individual rights. JFK knew this. And I've quoted him many times. The reason I quote a Democrat that I probably wouldn't have, at the time, I wouldn't have agreed with him then on many things. But this was the old Democrat philosophy, that they understood individual rights back then. It wasn't taken over by the socialists, the communists. And when he said that the rights of every man are threatened when the rights of one man are diminished. Might be the other way around. Might be the rights of every man are diminished when the rights of one man are threatened. Could be either way. But either way, you get what I'm saying. If one man has his rights threatened, then all of us have our rights threatened. Recently heard a story. Sean Foyt, if any of you heard, spells his name S-E-A-N. F-F-T something, however he spells his last name. It doesn't look like it should be pronounced the way it is, but it's Sean Foyt. He's a worship leader. The guy is a reckless abandon type worship leader, just going all over the country, leading worship out in public gatherings, places that he's just opening up the skies everywhere. Guy's got incredible courage, and just a really he's been to Iraq, led worship in open air meetings there. Afghanistan, I think he's even been all over the world, but he's traveling around this country right now. Because of COVID, he got stuck here in the country, couldn't travel, so you know he just started traveling around this country, having worship gatherings all over the place. In the midst of all the unrest, civil unrest because of last year, all during last year. And he was interviewing a family from Africa. Africa. A family from Alaska. A little different. There's a little difference in the countries there. One's not a country. One's a continent. The other one's a country. Or one's a state. It's not even a country. Neither one of them are countries. They're both, yeah. I'm getting old. This couple was from Alaska. They had gone kind of on a whim. They went to the January 6th event. They did not go inside the Capitol. They were just there. And one morning they were at home in Alaska, and this was after the event. And all of a sudden the FBI busts down their door. The claim was that his wife, they were looking for Nancy Pelosi's laptop, which, you know, at the time was a rumor that it was stolen. Nobody was really talking about it very much. Come to find out, it was a real thing because the FBI was after them. The story that they describe about what happened to them, the way the FBI busted in, the things that they were saying and things that they were doing, should be a lesson to all of us in how to respond and react to law enforcement coming into our homes. Of course, if you're an innocent person, you're kind of open and, oh, sure, go ahead and look for whatever you want. There's nothing here to look for. Well, you don't, you know, in our current situation, I hate to say this about law enforcement that we should be trusting. But how do we know they're not in your house planting evidence? How do we know that? It is very possible that can happen. You got, you know, they had officers crawling all over their house, taking things apart, taking some of their data, taking some of their computers, taking some of their stuff. And they claimed they had pictures of her inside the White House. She was identified as being in the White House because of the camera footage. She held the picture up beside her and described all the differences between her face and their face, the other person's face. And she finally started to assert some of her rights at some point. And it's an interesting story. You need to listen to her. If you type in Hold the Line is the name of the Sean Foyt series that he does. It's called Hold the Line. Sean Foyt and the Alaska, the January 6th event. They're still under investigation, even though they basically have squashed the whole thing because they're, but they still, the FBI still has their materials. And the things that they were accusing them of and the way they were going about it and the way they were doing things it's just sounded to me as if it was a, you know, I would have expected that from Russia or China, not from our government. Absolutely disrespecting their rights, not letting them know what their rights even were. Pushing to, you know, beyond the line. Yeah, we have a warrant, we'll let you read it later, that kind of thing. And then when they did let him read it, he didn't actually let him read it. They just showed it to him and then pulled it away from him. So things like that really disgust me. If that's the kind of tactics they're going to use, they're not winning any hearts and minds, in my opinion. Not winning my heart or mind. You know, the people that I think should be acting professionally and having some kind of respect for the people that are paying their wages. You know, they're more afraid of the politicians, I guess, that are directing them to do what they're doing. So, all this stuff is going on. And now you have in the weirdest thing going on in the House and the Senate on Capitol Hill. On the House side, you have to wear a mask. Vaxxed or not. Nancy Pelosi's mandate. Because she's ruling with an iron fist. So our representatives that we elect and send to Indiana, or from Indiana, in my case, she's basically muzzling my representative. Telling my representative what to do. I'm disgusted by that. We don't elect representatives to send to Washington to be disrespected and belittled. That's our job, to disrespect and belittle them. They work for us. They don't work for Nancy. And that's the attitude she has. She treats them as if she's the boss and they're her employees. Just like this whole thing with the Republican Party trying to get Jim Jordan and the other person on this commission, on January 6th commission, and she and Nancy wouldn't have it, removed them and put two other people in there that are anti-Trumpers, rhinos. Kinzinger. And Quayle. They're not Quayle. What the hell? It's not Quayle. Oh my gosh. I am getting old. Yeah. Cheney. So, we are in a quandary here, and I see us heading in a direction. Again, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Do some history on some history looking up. I'm not going to do it for all. Michael Knowles recently had a really good segment on the different attacks that have happened on the White House. Now, to hear the left and the media, they all talk about this is the worst attack since the Civil War, on our democracy since the Civil War. Worst attack since the Civil War. Now keep in mind, this country wasn't a country until 1776, which really wasn't even officially a country until 1784 or whatever it was, 1786 maybe, I don't know, 1780 something. Because all the paperwork wasn't done and signed until several years later, after 1776. That's when we declared our independence. But it was a few years after that that we actually achieved it officially. Up until then, it was England. We were basically colonized. And the slave trade and the slave stuff was brought about under colonial style rule. There's a lot of back and forth with all that whole thing. We were one of the last countries to get involved in slavery, and we were one of the first to abolish it. And yet we're considered the bad guys, the whole slavery thing. And it is bad, don't get me wrong, it's bad, but it's most of the people in this country were appalled by it. We went to war over it, at least one of the reasons. So, as we move forward, I think we need to keep our heads level, understand the times in which we live, and understand what's going on around us. And one of those things that is going on around us right now is that there is a huge amount of propaganda, not just from the left, but also from the right. And we can get caught up in our thoughts based on all the talking points that are coming out from either side. Sometimes it's good to just turn off the news for a little while. And in the stillness, recognize what's going on around you and where our nation is. There are a lot of things under the surface and that are extremely startlingly concerning. At the same time, there's a lot of things that I think we still have a lot to agree on in this country. And I think that the Republican Party has a duty right now. If anybody out there right now is listening from the Republican Party, you have a duty to educate the country, not just your constituents, but the entire country. Because we really do need to educate people on what it means to have individual rights. I don't think people are understanding this concept very well right now. The foundation of our principles need to be explained and educated very well. It's not a quick fix. You can't just say, well, it's just democracy. Everybody defines that differently. And the left will have their little focus groups and find out what the buzzwords are that go over well with people in the country. The uneducated masses, I should say the publicly educated masses. I respect public schools. I respect what public school teachers do. There's a lot of school districts in this country that are absolutely top-notch. There are some that have gone off the deep end. The narrative that's being taught in some of the schools right now is nothing more than a faux morality. It's a false morality. It is a humanistic form of morality. And I got news for you. It's, you know, you're never going to achieve this utopian society that they're all, you know, if you disagree with me, then you're just a bad person. Kind of thing. And we just need to get rid of all the bad people, all the enlightened ones and the woke ones. They can continue to operate, and at some point you're going to be one of the unwoke ones, because there's always going to be somebody with more muscle who thinks that you're wrong, and they're going to bully their way across the whole situation. So tomorrow morning, I'm hoping to have a live show either tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon. I'm hoping it will be tomorrow morning. Now, however, I'm getting in about 3 o'clock in the morning this morning and tomorrow morning. So it's not going to be early, not going to be an early show. But the reason I want to do it live is because I don't want to have to do it and then try to upload it, because that just takes more time. So once again, happy Monday. And hopefully we have a good week ahead of us. A lot of things, I think, coming out in the news this week that'll be really interesting as the week progresses. Who knows? We're all in this adventure together. We're all in this together. Thanks for listening, everybody. Really appreciate subscribing, liking, listening, and commenting if you can. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks for listening. God bless.